Rick, how are you, buddy?
Very good, thank you.
Are you gearing up for Townsville? It's one of the biggest races, isn't it, of Australian calendar?
Yeah, it is actually. It's what we call a super street event. So I always quite like, personally, the street events. So last time we did was Clipsal, which was pretty hectic, actually. Obviously, it finished with a fair bit of rain, and Townsville was the next big one. It's actually pretty tough on the drive as well, two 200-kilometre races, so it makes it quite difficult.
What's the hard? Is that one of the hardest ones? If you had to put Townsville, Sydney, and Adelaide in the three, what would be the hardest race out of those three?
It's actually really dependent on the weather. So if it was like mid 30s next week in Townsville, then it would be probably the hardest that we would do. I think the hardest we've ever done out of those three is Sydney a couple of years ago when it was mid 30s. So like 10 degrees ambient outside makes a very big difference inside the cockpit, and you start having all sorts of trouble with pedals burning your feet and all the fun stuff. But it is quite a challenging event, and that's what makes an event like that so important for us to try and win, and so I guess prestigious. It's definitely one of the bigger events on the calendar, and one that the trophy means quite a bit.
How many seats in your car?
One.
Because I need to lose 10 kilos. I'm doing a half marathon in a couple of weeks' time, and I just want to lose some kilos. That'd be the quickest way to lose a few, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're only really losing fluid though. So you're just getting dehydrated, so it's short-term weight loss, but it's certainly not ideal. Half marathon, that's a fair way. You're better off getting like a golf buggy or something. Easier than that. Running a half marathon, you'd only do that if your car breaks down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know why I dob myself in. I've done three full marathons before. Are you a runner?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never done a marathon. One morning a couple of years ago, I woke up and decided I wanted to run half a marathon. So I got up and ran the 21 point whatever kilometres, and that's as far as I've ever run. I don't have any need to run any further than that unless there's like some sort of emergency.
Do you do, when you're in Townsville, do you do Castle Hill?
No, actually, I've looked at a few of the people I know have, but I've never done it because obviously leading into an event like that, you want to be storing up all your energy, getting ready, not wearing yourself out. And certainly hill running, like you know, is quite different to running on the flat, which is more what I do where I live. But it certainly looks pretty cool. We've done a couple of photo shoots up there and stuff, but I've never ran up the hill. It's definitely just right there in the background of the circuit, though, so it's something that's of interest, maybe after the event.
Maybe. Are you a selfie bloke?
No. No, I don't know why. I just feel like a bit of a monkey if you stand there with a camera. But it's not something that we should do more because everyone wants to see what's going on in the background and all that sort of stuff. And I've not been too good at that. I should be doing more of it.
Well, we you're right. We do want to know what goes on behind the scenes. But I'm sure you'll be able to let everybody know when you come to our North Jacklin dealership. We're only a few days away now, aren't we?
Yeah, the truck's getting ready to leave. It leaves a day early to come up and visit the dealer. It's something that I think we've done for the last couple of years. Unfortunately, I can't get there myself with the preparation for the event, but it's certainly good. We get a lot of fantastic feedback of the truck pulling up and the actual race cars getting pulled out and put on display, and everyone can come and have a look at them before they head to the event. It's a pretty cool thing because obviously people in that area don't get to go to that many races without travelling a long distance. So to have the cars pull up in their local area and have a bit of a look and touch and feel of the cars themselves, it's pretty cool. And we love being able to share that sort of opportunity as well.
Because just so people know, these are the real cars.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're all ready to attack that event, all shiny and no concrete.
no damage.
Bruises on the car. And yeah, exactly. So they're all, they're just right now in the shed about to get packed into the truck to head up there the day earlier to visit the Nissan dealer on the way. So it's exciting, yeah. You probably want to see them before the event rather than after them because it's a very different look and feel.
We have a thing when I first started work years ago when I was 16, 17. If you stuffed up at work, you had to. It was a carton. Whatever you did wrong, it was a carton. You had to buy a carton for the shed. Do you have that same principle in your workshop and your team?
Teams have had in the past. I used to. Most teams where you over-rev the engine, it does a fair bit of damage. So if you go down the gears too quick or in the old gearbox, your H-pattern, if you went like from sort of second to first instead of second to third, which is very easy to do actually, it would over-rev the engine and then have to change the valve springs and stuff and you know, then the carton, which is pretty cheap considering the damage you've done. But that's more a thing of the past. I think the sport's probably moved on from that, and there's certainly high expectation on us not making a mistake. But the days of the carton doesn't seem to to do justice the damage that we do, you know.
What's the most damage you've ever done?
Well, I've never completely written off a car that I've driven, but certainly done a lot of damage, you know, over the years. When you have an incident, hopefully it's just normally panel damage, but then, you know, every now and then you get caught up in something that wrecks your car and other people's cars as well. And I guess that's part of the excitement. I've not done too much damage recently and try and keep it that way, because obviously championship points are hard to come by, and doing damage is not a good way to get them.
How fast are you? What is the fastest speed that you would go? Somewhere like Bathurst down Conrod?
It's about 297, I think, something like that, that we top out at with the gear ratios and stuff like that. And the cars these days, they get more and more aero downforce, and obviously not too much drag. But the higher the speed that you go, the higher speed you go, the drag obviously slows the car down a fair bit with that downforce. So. You know, when we get to sort of 300k an hour, the car's very close to not accelerating it anymore. So the more downforce you have, the slower your top speed is. So over the years, it's certainly, you know, getting more and more in that direction.
Where do we get a finish in Townsville? What position? One would be fantastic, realistically?
It's an interesting question, because, you know, we've had a lot of tracks, or a few tracks, I should say, on the calendar that have been tougher on the Nissan. And so those tracks were like, actually, Townsville was one of them. We've had a tougher weekend at for the last few years, but Perth, Simmons Plains in Tassie, and Darwin as well in the past has been tougher on us. So everywhere we've been where we've had a tougher run in previous years, this year we've actually gone okay. So we've had top five basically at all of those events. Obviously, Michael Caruso's win at Darwin on the weekend. So I think Townsville is sort of our second last tougher track that we need to go to and sort of break that trend apart. So I would hope that we could get a car or two in the top five. And obviously, you know, with a car this year being a lot more competitive, you're always going there trying, you know, to get that win. So that's what we're obviously aiming at. And anywhere in the top three or four, I think, would be a good result leaving the event.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We're wishing you well. One last question. You know, have you ever seen those little wobble heads? Yes. Like a little thing you put on the dash or you put on the back? Yeah. The little Hawaiian doll, or even the dog with the head. Have you ever thought about...
a Hawaiian doll in my combi.
Have you ever thought about putting it in your Nissan when you're going around the track?
Well, you'd have to get a much stiffer spring to mount the head on, because the G-force is a fair bit higher.
Well, wouldn't it be great to see, though?
it would. I haven't actually thought of doing that to the race car, but I have tried making a little miniature racing car driver with a bobble head. Haven't been successful yet, though, because I'm more worried about the car, but stay tuned. It could happen.
I'd love to see it next year, maybe, hey? Next year.
Exactly. There you go. We'll try.
As always, a great pleasure talking to you, Rick. Good luck in Townsville, and good luck for the entire season, okay?
Appreciate that. Can't wait to come up. Not too far away now, as you said, but I'll see everyone there.